Hachette Audio presents Locked in Time, written by Lois Duncan, read by Jaclyn Blanchard. For my good friends, Don and Eileen Stanton. Chapter 1. When I look in the mirror, the girl I see there is pretty. I know that sounds vain, but I don't mean it that way. When you're 17 and a half, being pretty comes with the territory. Smooth, unlined skin, shiny hair, minus strawberry blonde, trim hips, firm breasts, that's what being young is all about. I know that I'm not going to look this way forever. 25 years from now, if I'm lucky, people might call me interesting looking. That's the best I can hope for, and it will be good enough. But at this unique time in life, I'm pretty, and that makes me happy. I didn't feel that way last June, however, when my nightmare summer at Shadow Grove was about to begin. In many places, early June is considered summer, but that's not always the way it is in New England. On that particular morning, as I boarded the plane in Boston, it still seemed like springtime, a fragile season of cool, sweet mornings and pale lemon sunlight. It was the last I would see of that sort of weather. When I disembarked in Baton Rouge hours later, I felt as if I were walking into a steam bath. The thick, damp heat rolled up to meet me, and I felt myself wilting on the spot. My hair, freshly washed that morning, sagged limp against my neck, and drops of perspiration broke out on my upper lip. My face began to prickle the way it did when I was headed for an acne breakout. Before I got halfway up the ramp, my designer silk blouse was glued to my...